It's Sundays with Sinatra.
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes. He's Italian. And he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Happy Sunday to Sinatra. Hey, Joe Piscopo, live on the radio. Wanted to be live with you on New Year's Eve. I think, is there a better New Year's Eve celebration than to celebrate it with Francis Albert Sinatra? And I got one of the greatest albums of all time. I am what they call off the main line of Philadelphia, up into where Grace Kelly used to live, right? And we have an event every single year, and I'm always there. It's a beautiful kind of a house party, if you will, but very upscale. What I'm doing here, I have no idea, actually. But they asked me anyway to come here. So now we have some entertainment upstairs. So they walked me downstairs. I said, I want to broadcast the show live on the radio because we've got so many great listeners. It's New Year's Eve. And like last week with Christmas Eve, I wanted to be with you. So here we are. And I'm down in my friend's theater. He's got an actual theater in the house. I said, wow, I want one of these. I said, man, this is so not me. But I said to my buddy, I said, man, I got to go on the radio. So he set up what we call an Ethernet cable. And he put in, we got computers. I got the guys in New York. I'm looking at Kevin Drosch. I'm looking at, there's Christian and Matt Meany. And everybody's there in the city, and Ava Anderson's going to answer your phones as well. So we got the show for you tonight. Now, what does Joe Piscopo do? What do I do to celebrate New Year's Eve? I grabbed, to me, one of the greatest, most exciting events of entertainment history. And it's not just an album. It's Frank Sinatra Live, the main event, where Jerry Weintraub, when Mr. S was talking with Jerry Weintraub, and Mr. Sinatra said, you know, I got to do something new, man. I want to do something new. And Jerry goes, well, you want to go to Madison Square Garden? Do a whole thing like a boxing match? Yeah, this is incredible. I'll come back and I'll chat with you about it, how the album came about, where Mr. Sinatra was at that time of his life coming out of retirement. This was aired live on ABC. It's New Year's Eve with Piscopo on Sundays with Sinatra. Japan, I know you're listening. I know you're listening all around the United States of America. But I got to tell you, there has been, not before or since, a greater open to an event than Frank Sinatra going to the one, the only, Howard Cosell. Happy New Year's Eve. Here's Howard Cosell with Frank Sinatra, the main event.
From New York, the city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world. The world's center for shipping, transportation, communications, finance, fashions, and above all, entertainment. A city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here. And in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden, which has created and housed so many champions, and which is why tonight, from the Garden, the most enduring champion of them all, Frank Sinatra, comes to the entire Western Hemisphere live with the main event, Frank Sinatra in Concert. October 13, 1974, jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people. People from all walks of life. People who are young and people who are old. Here to see, here, pay homage to a man who has bridged four generations and somehow never found a gap. Hello again, everyone. I'm Howard Cosell. And I've been here so many times, and in a curious way, this event, live, with the king of entertainment carries with it the breathless excitement and anticipation of a heavyweight championship fight. Celebrities are here in profusion, one after another. Rex Harrison, Professor Higgins, if you will. Carol Channing, hello, Dolly. Paula Cronkite, Mr. Believable. And, of course, the great romantic hero, Robin Redford. But here, coming through the same tunnel that so many champions have walked before, the great man, Frank Sinatra, who has the phrase, who has the control, who understands the composure, who knows what losing means, as so many have, who made the great comeback, who now stands still, enduringly, on top of the entertainment world. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on in, it's Frank Sinatra.
So, Mr. Sinatra, if I could just narrate for a second before we get to this song, Lady is a Tramp. Mr. S looks at his watch, and he looks to Jilly Rizzo, his best friend and bodyguard, and they make their way right to the stage, right at Madison Square Garden, 20,000 strong, screaming. It's like Elvis, but Mr. Sinatra invented this. And he walks on, he says hi to William B. Williams, who gave him the title chairman of the board, steps on the stage with the Woody Herman Orchestra, and he starts one of the greatest concerts that you will ever hear. Happy New Year's Eve.
Hungry for dinner, honey. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp. She loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets far too hungry, babe. Wait there for dinner, Annie. She adores the theater, however doesn't get there late. She'd never bother with someone she'd hate. That is why the lady is a tramp. She won't miss the dirt with the rest of those broads. That's why this chick is a tramp. She loves the free, fine, wild, knocked-out cuckoo. Groovy wind in her hair. Life's without a care. She's broke, but it's open. She loves California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that's why lady is a tramp.
One of the greatest openings ever of any concert anywhere, any album anywhere. Frank Sinatra, the main event, the main event live from Madison Square Garden, 1974. Frank Sinatra did a whole tour of Japan prior to that. And hello to Apple in Japan. I know you're listening now, and thanks for your tweet. And thanks to my friend Rami Poofs. I must give it a shout out on the radio. They're doing memes of me. Very talented young gals, and Apple is in Japan as we speak, and it's Monday morning. So, you know, Happy New Year to everybody in Japan. But Mr. S played Budokan over there in Tokyo. He played all throughout Japan. Then he went to Australia, you know, and then he came back. And the week before that he did this concert that we're listening to tonight on New Year's Eve with Sundays with Sinatra with Joe Piscopo he was in Philly. He did a big arena in Philly, and then he did the same exact set that you're hearing tonight in Philadelphia. He came and he just nailed it. And this is one of the most epic performances anywhere, not only from Frank Sinatra, but from any concert anywhere. And he just owns this, and the crowd adores Frank Sinatra, as you will hear. Howard Cosell. How about Howard Cosell? Listen, I'll tell you about Cosell as well. If you're young, and a lot of these young folks listening now don't know who Howard Cosell is, they don't know who Joe Piscopo is. But listen, we know who Frank Sinatra is, right? And that's all that matters. Let's go back to Madison Square Garden. This is Cole Porter's Kick Out of You.
My story is much too sad to be told. About practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. Then I suddenly turn and flee. Your fabulous face. Well, you think Gene Kelly learned how to dance from me? I get no kick from champagne. Near alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the perfume from Spain. Yes, I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. However, I do get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously, you do not adore me. Some get a kick in a plane, flying too high with some chick in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously, you do not adore. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some chick in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. You give me a boot, I get a kick. Thank you. That's Cole Porter. Thank you. Very nice. Hi, Joey. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I bid you a good evening and happy to tell you that I'm delighted to be back in New York and being able to work here. I've had some of my greatest fights here. But more about that later. We got some music here. I'm ready. I'm set.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra live from Madison Square Garden, 1974. And we're going to take a little break and come back with one of his all-time famous hits that he did live. 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden. And Howard Cosell bringing him on. You know, and I know how I did a show called Battle of the Network Stars back 100 years ago when I was on Saturday Night Live. Oh, yes, I know. Under the career title of What Was I Thinking? But, you know, what were you there? And I was, Howard was there. It was like ABC television. And Howard Cosell was there. And I'm going like, wow. And I'm hanging with Howard. So I remember I got back to my hotel room. And I've told the story before. It was true, though. I said goodbye to Howard. I was up the stairs in my hotel room. The phone rings. I answer it. It's Howard. He goes, Joe, it's Howard. I'm downstairs. I'm in the bar. I'm drinking vodka. And I went down to the bar and watched Howard Cosell hold court. One of the great moments of my life. Hey, it's Sundays with Sinatra. It's the main event. Frank Sinatra live on New Year's Eve with Joe Piscopo.
Sundays with Sinatra.
Well, I've been taking it for some time. We saw the ad, and we thought we would give it a try. And I noticed after the first month, we just felt better. I told my doctor, too, and she said, this sounds like a really good product for you to be taking. We plan to take it for life.
I ran this by my doctor. I always run it by her, everything I take. And I told her I've been taking this for a while. Is this okay to take? She goes, oh, this is wonderful for you to take. Keep taking it. She goes, I approved it. This is very good. So she said, yes. She said, this is one thing you can take that's very good. I'm not going to stop taking Balance of Nature.
Step into the new year with a new you. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code APPLE.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Marvelous. KJZY.
This is Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Oh, here's something we can't leave out when we do a performance. Cole Porter's Shining Hour. And Nelson Riddle's one of his great works. I have got you under my skin.
I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you are a part of me. I have got you under my skin. I have tried so, I tried not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it ain't gonna move so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats, it repeats, it repeats. Don't you know, you fool, you are never gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you, shh, under my skin. Now, the Woody Herman Band is gonna wail at you here. Light 'em up, light 'em up. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you ain't got no way to win. Why not use your mentality? Wake up, step up to reality. Got you under my skin. Where does it hurt you, baby? Under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats how it screams in my ear. But you know, you fool, you got no way to win. Why not choose your mentality? Wake up, stand up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before. Got you under my skin, and I dig you under my skin.
Thank you very much. That's Nelson Riddle and Cole Porter.
Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra, broadcasting live on the main line outside of Philadelphia. We have an event here at this beautiful, beautiful home off the main line. I wanted to broadcast live, so it's live, and it's New Year's Eve, and we're here, and I appreciate our buddies in New York, Kevin Droesch, executive producing. Appreciate it, Kevin. It's New Year's Eve, and I know you give up a lot of your time at the sister station, WABC, in New York. Matt Meany, checking the phone calls, and Ava Anderson.
Jason is on the call. And also a shout out to the engineers, Dan Herschel always, but Andy Gladding over my buddy over at the Salem Media gave me all the equipment, so I'm with you. And let me go to the phone calls, by the way, before we take a break, because we always appreciate you checking in. Ed, Babylon Eddie is on the air. Eddie, how are you, my friend? Happy New Year's Eve.
You know, I didn't know it was going to be New Year's with Sinatra, Joe.
Yeah, baby.
I think it's a God's blessing. It really is. I had invites, and I said, well, no, I can't. No, I got two tickets for home. No, I wouldn't want to be, unless John Cassavetes said, Ed, come on. And then I'd have to ask John, are you going to be listening to the show? Truly. Thank you, and Frank, thanks you from heaven. And let me tell you that... You had my father, the Army Air Corps guy, he was strong. He was funny.
Yeah.
He could scare the heck out of us. He took me and he said, Eddie? I said, yeah, Dad. He said, your mother's an angel. And it changed my life. And I think that's what you had.
Let me tell you, she was an angel on earth as she is in heaven.
And one thing that never leaves, Joe,
is
love. She's always around you, my boy.
Yeah. Well said,
we
Eddie.
Love you too.
Thank you, Eddie. Happy New Year's Eve to
you right now.
Let me go to Rocco. Rocco, we got a couple seconds, but I appreciate you calling. Appreciate you listening. How are you tonight?
Giuseppe, come sta?
Tutto bene, tutto bene, tutto bene. You doing all right?
Bene.
Happy New Year's Eve, bud.
Yeah, bene nuova. And Happy New Year to everyone, all the fans, and especially to Mom. Especially to Mom up there. It's going to be a great 2024 for her, Joe. Looking down.
You are the best. Thank you, Rocco. God bless you right back. And I wanted to thank Dan Ramson, a nice picture of Mom. A beautiful picture of he and Mom and I. A former police captain, thank you. Mike DeMauro down in Florida as well, sending the nicest notes and the wishes, remembering my dear Mama. Ida Assunta Piscopo. Joe Piscopo, live on the radio. Live, it's New Year's Eve. It's Sundays with Sinatra. Coming back with Frank Sinatra, live from the main event.
Well, I've been taking it for some time. We saw the ad, and we thought we would give it a try. And I noticed after the first month, we just felt better. I told my doctor, too, and she says, this sounds like a really good product for you to be taking. We plan to take it for life.
I ran this by my doctor. I always run it by her, everything I take. And I told her I've been taking this for a while. Is this okay to take? She goes, oh, this is wonderful for you to take. Keep taking it. She goes, I approved it. This is very good. So she said, yes. She said, this is one thing you can take that's very good. I'm not going to stop taking out into nature.
Step into the new year with a new you. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code APPLE.
Happy holidays. This is Jim Bone from Jim Bone Nissan of Santa Rosa. Why is the end of the year the best time to buy a car? I have zero reasons why. Through the end of the year, Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa has unprecedented 0% APR financing on new Nissans. Take that 0% interest over the course of your new car loan, and you'll save thousands of dollars. But not only that, Jimbo Nissan has insane year-end offers on every new Nissan. You'll save on every model. And we've also announced 4.9% APR financing on all certified pre-owned vehicles. Buy a new Nissan today, like the absolutely captivating Nissan Rogue, and you pay 0% APR financing. You don't want to miss this. The 0% year-end event is now at Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa.
With approved credit, see dealer for details.
KVZY.
The chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes, the Sultan of Swoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra!
It's Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
The south side of Chicago,
is the baddest part of town. And if you're gonna go down there, you better beware of a cat named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy Brown, he's trouble, and he stands about 6'4". And all the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. The studs, they call him Sir. Yeah, he's bad.